Whenever people try to convince someone to live a more Jewish lifestyle, or to marry Jewish, or to participate in Jewish life, they often try to say that the future of Jewish nation is in your hands. It's up to you whether we Jews are going to survive or not. And it is believed that this pressure would arouse people to be more Jewish. Well, I have to disagree. The future of Jewish nation is not going to be dependent on whether you marry Jewish, whether you will live a more Jewish lifestyle or participate in Jewish life. Because we are promised that we are an eternal nation. Jews will survive no matter what. Judaism will be around no matter what. It's not dependent on me and you whether the Torah and Torah observant Judaism will be around 100, 200, or 300 years from now. There's nothing we can do to harm the future of Judaism. Just like Nazis, Hamas, and Hezbollah cannot do anything to destroy Jews and Judaism, there's nothing that we can do to destroy Judaism as well. But the question is very different. Judaism will be around. Torah observant Jews will be around. Jewish life will be around. The only question is whether I will be a part of it, whether my children will be a part of it. And this is the question. Here is an interesting thing. God calls us His children. And usually we allude to the fact that the bond between a child and a father, a child and a parent, is the strongest bond we can think of. Because it's not a bond of friendship, it's not even a bond of marriage. Marriage, you could dissolve. There's such a thing as divorce. If somebody is your son, he will be your son forever. So when God calls us His children, we most often think of it as Him showing us how strong our connection is. But guess what? There is another type of connection that God is also talking about in the Torah, and this is a connection between a master and a slave. And God is calling us His servants, His slaves. We tend to think that whenever we are called children of God, this is a more exalted and a better way of referring to us. And whenever we are called slaves, it is true that we are God's servants, but it is a more denigrating title. We also tend to think that children have a stronger connection to their parents than slaves to their masters. We always talk about children actually having an emotional connection, a bond with their parents, as opposed to a slave that just does a technical job for his master. It is all true, but then there is another side to this whole equation. We are called children, and God loves us as children, and children have a very strong bond to their parents. But with all this, children also can disobey their parents. Children can not listen to their parents. Children can run away from home. I have a cleaning lady working in our shul, in our synagogue. And I tell her, we had a program here. This room is messy. Please clean it up. I come half an hour later. The room is clean. I come to my children. I tell them, your room is messy. Please clean it up. Do you know what's going to happen half an hour later when they'll come? It's going to be even messier. Day later, and then 3 days later, I have to tell them probably 5 times, and then remind another 10 times, and then tell them that they really, really, really have to do it. And only then, maybe, they'll clean up their room. So now I want to ask you a question. Who do I have a stronger connection to? My janitor or my son? So obedience is one of the factors of our connection. I'll tell you something else. If I have a slave who is going to run away in times of slavery. Police would return the slave back. If my son runs away from home, police will never do anything. They'll say, okay. Even today, the term slave in the Torah is not anything similar to what slavery in America or in Europe was. It's more like a worker, a servant. Today, if you have a contract with your worker and your worker is not doing what the contract says, you'll go to court. If your son is not doing what he's supposed to, can you go to court? I mean, you could go to court, but I don't think it's going to be helpful. I don't think court is going to do anything. So we see that even though there is a side of a connection between a parent and a child, which is stronger than anything else, but then a child also has a choice of not having this connection with a parent that a slave does not. So when God calls us his slaves, this is because he wants to emphasize that we have this type of connection as well. Once you are born Jewish, there's nothing you can do. If somebody's converted to Judaism, there's nothing he can do. If it's a proper conversion, a person lived as an observant Jew for a while, he's Jewish for the rest of his life, and his children are going to be Jewish, and he cannot run away from it. A son can run away from his house. A Jew cannot run away from his Jewishness. And this is because we are also called slaves. So here is an interesting observation. The Torah calls us Jews as his children from pretty much the very beginning. We are called God's children and God's beloved children. Avraham was God's child, Yitzchak and Yaakov. We are called God's slaves only when the Torah was given. Why is that? Because before the Torah was given, Judaism existed as a religion, but Jewish nation did not exist. When people say that Avraham was the first Jew, this means that he was a first person following Judaism, not the first member of Jewish nation. If he would be the first member of the Jewish nation, then his children would be all Jewish too, but they were not. So that means that he was a Jew by choice, and his children were also Jews by choice. Our connection with Judaism was like a connection of a child with a parent. And a child can disobey his parents, and a child can run away from home. It's very sad when children do that. It's very bad for them, for the whole family, but it happens. And Avraham had these runaway children. And if a child runs away, nothing you can do because it is up to child. When the Torah was given, we were called slaves. Whether slave is working for his master or not, it's not up to him. It's not his choice. This is why this eternal connection, which is beyond our own choices, started when the Torah was given. So we have this bond with God, which is on the one hand is called which we are children of God, on the other hand is called we are slaves of God. And this is why it's not up to us whether we will be Jewish or not. We are Jewish. If you marry a Jew, your children will be Jewish. If a woman who is Jewish has a child, her children are Jewish. There is nothing that you could do to stop being Jewish. The Torah is also promising to us that Jews will exist forever. It's not in our hands to have Jews around in 1,000 years or not. Jews will be around. But the only question is whether you will be this runaway slave or not. There are runaway slaves. Jews, unfortunately, have lost a lot of people to assimilation. But this has been the case all the time. People today see that so many Jews intermarry, so many Jews are not leading Jewish lifestyle, so many Jews are not even recognizing that they're Jewish. And people say, it's terrible. What's going to be with the Jewish nation? We are so worried about Judaism in the future. The fact is that when we Jews were in Egypt, only 20% of Jews left Egypt. 80% stayed there and assimilated and died together with Egyptians. Nobody ever heard of them ever since. So 20% of Jews left Egypt. When Jews were in Babylon, when Ezra and Nehemiah first wanted to bring the Jews back to Israel from Babylonian exile, it says only 42,000 people came with them. We don't even know what percentage it was, probably a very small percentage. Some more came later, but still, majority of Jews stayed in Babylon. Today's Iranian Jews are Jews who stayed in Babylon since the Babylonian exile. So majority of Jews have been unfortunately assimilating throughout our history. If you are Jewish today, that means that your grandparents were part of the minority of Jews that stayed Jewish. Their parents were part of the minority of Jews that stayed Jewish. Their parents were part of the minority of Jews who stayed Jewish, and so on and so forth, in every generation. So we are Jews only because of this minority that always stayed Jewish. But nonetheless, Judaism is surviving and thriving. And the only choice that each person has to make is whether he will be a part of this Jewish future or he won't.